everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Black Impact. We're back with another episode, and I have a lovely guest here with me by the name of Danielle.
Hello.
Say hi to Danielle, everybody. I'm Tiffany, your host. And today's topic, we're going to get into the trauma behind being a single parent, single mother, single parent. Let's get into it. All right.
I'm happy to be here with the lovely Miss Tiffany.
Today.
You're welcome anytime.
So my first question for you is, when you hear the word trauma, how do you relate to it?
Trauma. I relate to that as life. Life experiences. Mm-hmm. When I hear trauma, I just hear life.
You look at it as a bad thing when you hear trauma?
No, yes and no.
Okay.
Trauma could be bad, but trauma could also be a pathway to your success.
Right.
To life.
Yeah.
So you may have to go through things in life just to get you to a certain point.
Right.
And most of us, we don't have a sweet walk in the park.
That's right.
So it's trauma is just life.
Right.
To me.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about you being a single parent.
Yeah.
How did that journey start for you?
And
what type of trauma have you endured since, you know, starting that journey?
Yeah, being a single mom, I didn't like start off initially like as a single mom. You know, mm-hmm. Me and my daughter's father, we were together in the beginning, and then as we kind of split, you know, mm-hmm. the norm, right?
But wait, why is it the norm?
I don't know. You know what?
Unspoken rule, right?
It is. And it's just disheartening that most of mm-hmm. us have to go through that experience mm-hmm. Where we just can't simply co-parent, work together.
Right.
And it's always one that's like doing the most, give me a hard time. But mm-hmm. it's like, it doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't.
And so essentially being a single mother, you have to set boundaries,
mm-hmm.
what you will accept, what you won't accept. And that's just a showcase to your child,
mm-hmm.
the boundaries you have to set, no matter who it is.
Right.
And even dealing with her dad, like, I got to set boundaries.
Right.
Like, it has to be a mutual respect. We have to be able to communicate.
Yes.
And just work together. And right. if those things aren't in place, then how can we effectively, you know, co-parent or work
uh-huh.
together?
That's right.
So, which, and then just life happened, you know, you in a relationship, a lot of things
yeah.
occur, and it's like some move past, some don't,
mm-hmm.
Some hold grudges.
Mm-hmm.
Or
so that's the trauma behind a relationship.
Yeah, I think the trauma too, more so for me, it connects because I just reflect back now, like for a minute it took me a while to be not angry about him being absent or not being involved, because I could think back to my right. situation growing up.
Yeah.
I had a father who raised me. Thank God he stepped up, mm-hmm. but just knowing that my real father wasn't there.
Right.
You know, it kind of triggered me, like, oh my goodness, now I gotta go find a man to raise my child. Like, and it's like, or who, like, is somebody gonna be able to fill that role
yeah.
that is missing for her?
Right.
Or are we, me and her dad, are we gonna be able to coexist and work mm-hmm. together to be able to raise her?
Is he in her life? Sorry, not to cut you off.
Just here and there.
Here and there.
He could be more involved. He's around.
Okay.
But
he around somewhere.
Yeah. But
in the streets. In them streets.
So I don't know. I don't keep track. Right. It's at this point. It's not
as you want it to be. As
yeah.
he should be.
Yeah. And I don't, I'm like, God placed it on me to be a mother.
Right.
I can't worry about nobody else.
Right.
It used to affect me. I used to get so upset, like, oh my goodness. It used to bother. Now it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I just do what I gotta do. I take care of my child. She is great. She's living.
Wonderful.
She's thriving.
Good.
She's happy. She's stable. Mm-hmm. So that's all I care about. And at the end of the day, whether what parent, at the end of the day, whether what parent is involved or who's involved, a family member, who they have to deal with experiencing this beautiful
child.
That
got to be on their conscience, right.
So you got to take that up with God or whoever or your conscience. Or when you come around later in life and she don't want nothing to do with you.
Right.
Hey, yeah. I did my part. I'm raising my child. Like,
so what made you push through that? Like being in that state and not having the father around and just, picking up those type of pieces and moving forward with that, because a lot of people, they just, they get stuck in it and they can't do it. Yeah. They get stuck on, not having a relationship with the father, and also because he's not in that child's life. How do you move past that? Because I can't speak to that because I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
I have a dog. Yeah. So I really can't speak to that, and I don't really know the experience behind that. How do you keep yourself motivated to just keep going? Because this other person doesn't want to be there,
My motivation is my daughter. Right. She's all the motivation. Because when you just look at a child, you just see so much life, so much hope, so much, you see all the dreams, you see the imagination, and that keeps me going. She really keeps me going.
Yeah.
And most of the times it's how I'm gonna get through it. She's mommy.
Aww.
She's like a mind reader. We so in tune. It's I could be smiling now, and then in my mind and in my heart, I'm defeated. And she's like, "Are you okay, mommy? Yeah. Let me give you a hug."
Aww. And it's and that's what keeps you
goodness.
Moving.
Hold up, let me go run.
Right.
But now, that she really keeps me motivated. Because I want so much more for her out of this life for her.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to have more than I had, and not just material, but I want her to have an abundance of life.
Right.
So she's my motivation to keep going and to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
And God as well is my motivation.
Right.
So kind of get me all worked up, but that's she is my motivation to keep going. Just the look in her eyes is what keeps me going.
That's good. That's real good.
Yep.
Yeah. So what other type of trauma have you experienced when it came to being a parent, having to do all this on your own, and sometimes where it's hard,
It is.
You gotta take care of yourself and that child,
Yes.
You said them times where you feel defeated, I think a lot of parents, I'm a parent. Okay.
Yes. She's a dog mom.
we go through that. I mean, I just think that a lot of people don't talk about taking care of this other human being and making sure that they're good. And I feel like men, they have it so good because at the end of the day, we're the nurturers, okay?
Yeah.
We are the people who's with the child
24/7.
Now, I know it's a lot of men out there who, who have
And I know great men that are single fathers, that are actively involved, that go just as hard as, us mothers. So shout out to them.
Right.
But it is very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard to push through. Especially the world we live in, the economy, everything's so freaking high. Children are so expensive. It's just
childcare
hard.
Is...
out the wazoo. to go back to what you said, just maintaining yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn to start setting boundaries for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with friends, families.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, friendships, kinships, all the ships.
All the ships.
All the ships. I had to learn to set boundaries.
But how did you even learn? How were you taught to set boundaries? How did you even learn to do that?
When I learned to do that when I knew I wasn't showing up for myself. when I seen that after the end of the day, I done did this, did that for who, did what, showed up for this person, showed up for that relationship, showed up for this friendship. And
your cup
at the
empty.
End of the day, I was empty.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't have nothing to drink on.
Right.
I don't have no fountain.
Right.
And so I had to really take a step back, look at the woman in the mirror, and be like, you got to get your shit together. Yeah. You got to take care of you.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing for nobody if you don't take care of yourself.
Right. Yep.
Like, how can you show up for other people when you don't even show up for yourself?
Yeah.
And so when I noticed that, it was like, oh, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I can't go here.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to show up for this. So I don't want to be there. I can't have this draining conversation right now.
Exactly.
You're exhausting me.
Right.
Like, it was just a lot of those different things. Mm-hmm. And when I got to that point, I was just like, yeah, set those boundaries. Mm-hmm. And once I start setting those boundaries, God started just like unveiling me and was like, look, that person ain't for you. That family member ain't for you.
That's right.
That relationship ain't for you.
Yep.
That job ain't for you.
That's right.
And he just started taking away a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I started to, it was bittersweet.
Yeah, because
it felt horrible.
It felt
honestly.
Like you in a chokehold.
Yeah, it felt horrible because I was feeling lighter in the inside,
right.
But then also, I was battling, like, I'm losing this person.
Yeah.
I'm losing this. I'm losing a job. I'm losing a house. Like, everything was being stripped away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, I couldn't see what was being deposited back into me. And so it was just like all the
you
things.
Was changing.
Yeah,
you
I was changing. Was and you got to be careful what you ask for because I was asking God, like, you know, open my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk in your purpose. And he was like, okay,
that's right.
That's what you want.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Okay.
I got you.
Here you go.
Are you ready?
Now you about to go through hell.
I'm trying to prepare you for what's coming.
And so he threw me out in the deep, deep ocean. I had no life jacket. He was like, you better swim. You swam all 4 years at high school. 6 days, you better swim now.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, let me get to swimming.
Yeah.
And so I traded water for a long time, barely keeping above. And, you know, I made it through. You know,
that's real good.
Thank you. It was not easy.
Yeah, that change. Change is never good.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They'll never talk about like the deep things we go through when it's painful.
It is
hard.
Very
and then you
painful.
Have to make sure you know, get out of that. You can't stay stuck in that
because
you're not going to progress and move like you want to.
Nope. And you know, like you said, you just can't stay in that space because it'll play on your mind.
Yeah.
It'll play on your body, your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It weighs heavily on you. And people think like, oh, I don't care about losing this person. I don't care about losing this shot. Nah, when you go through it, you care.
You do care.
It affects you because you're like, how I'm going to be my kid.
Right.
Now who?
Being codependent on that parent. You
know like, I don't have nobody to call. Like, or where we gonna lay our head at night?
Right.
Like, it's just me. I lost my job. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Now I gotta find this baby.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, oh, you think families put because they blood? Like, oh, I'm gonna be good. No,
you gotta
do what you gotta do, and you gotta figure it out on your own. And so that's what happened for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that I had to. Like they always say, you can't take everybody where you're going.
Yes.
It is so true.
That is
and
true.
I don't even think most people would even survive what I went through, even if they was with me.
Exactly.
Like, half the people I know for certain wouldn't even last it I don't even know how I made it through. But I did.
But you're making it through.
Yeah. And so it's just like, it's just really just being humble.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Being humble and just doing the work, doing the self-work.
Mm-hmm.
Those nights on my knees, crying and begging and mm-hmm. praying.
Lord, I know you hear me, Lord.
Like, and you be feeling like he don't hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm sorry, I question God a lot. I used to question him, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And people think you can't question God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever think you can't question God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I'm going to question him because I need answers.
Right, right.
I need answers. And I may not know where you're taking me.
Right.
But God, I just need a little lifeline.
Yeah,
I just need something to be like,
to show me the progress that I'm facing up for. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. So
I completely understand it. I get that.
So it's just like, I question God a lot. I curse God sometimes. And I know that might sound like, oh, she cares. Like, nah. Mm-hmm. I was upset. I'm furious. I'm like, I done did everything you told me to do. I done gave up this. I done sustained from this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to those people no more. I don't do those things no more, you know? And it's like,
he'd be like, you're not ready yet.
Yeah.
It's not yet.
What more do you want? I give up the house. I give up the car. I give up the man. I give up. Like, I don't care about no money. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll give up all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you.
Yeah.
I need you to do something.
Yeah.
And so
show me something. Give me a lifeline to show that, you know, everything, I'm on the right path. Everything is moving the way I need it to, you know.
And so it just taught me, I just learned how to stay fast
mm-hmm.
in my faith and in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to this this event for Black entrepreneurs,
okay.
and it was a guy, I forgot his name, and he basically said he's a big time stylist and everything for all the celebrities,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like, now that I'm at the top,
mm-hmm.
like I've accomplished pretty much everything that I wanted to accomplish. He's like, now I'm bored. Now I'm just sitting
now
here
I'm
like,
bored?
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
he
wow.
said the most fun and the most time he had was going through the process.
Right.
He said that was probably the best time of his life, even though he was going through. He said it feels good to be at the top.
Yeah.
But the process was just so much more rewarding.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, I can reap the benefits now and like, I appreciate it,
yeah.
and it is rewarding being
mm-hmm.
at the top.
Right.
But he was like, that process, when you're going through the washing machine,
mm-hmm.
when you're going through the gridiron, he was like, that is the moments he cherished the most. And so, and it got me thinking, like, okay,
yep,
all this. And now when I look back on certain things, I'm like, damn, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when little stuff happens, now it's like, oh, that rolled off my show.
Yeah.
I laugh at it. It's like,
I was just talking about that with one of my friends. I was like, you know, I feel like, you know, I come in and it's like, all right, okay, I beat this person up today. I beat this person up yesterday. Okay, now I gotta fight. I gotta fight again.
Yeah.
I'm steady fighting,
mm-hmm.
and I'm taking them down. You know, but you just bring in more fights. Like, okay, I know I'm 3-0.
Yeah,
I know I'm 3-0.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna aim for 4-0 now
because
I know another lesson, another challenge is gonna come.
Yep,
and it, you know I'm okay. It's okay. I can handle it.
Yep,
I can handle
it. And sometimes we're faced with the same fight.
Yep.
We're in that same saku, but it's
mm-hmm.
like, all right, I fought it this way last time.
I got to fight
it. I'm going to fight it this way this time.
Right, right.
And so then now it's like you're out tricking your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't fought this the same battle.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't work the last time I fought it this way because you back again.
Right.
So now I got to
mm-hmm.
take what I've learned from there and add
exactly.
on to it.
Yeah.
And so when those same things hit you or like different situations hit you, it's like, you know how to attack it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it don't hurt as much.
Exactly.
It don't phase
you. I like
as
when
much.
We get to that point where it don't phase us no more.
Yeah.
We just be like, okay, we can, you know, walk away with grace, you know?
Yes. Oh, that's my big thing now, because I've always been a fighter at heart, physically and like mentally. Like, but just knowing that I can put my big girl panties on and walk away and pray for my enemy. So
yes.
It's just like,
oh my God,
that is the hardest thing.
It so before I have not did that, but now,
yeah.
Anytime somebody do something bad to me. Mm-hmm. Ooh, do you know I pray for them so bad?
I pray for them.
I even
too.
tell my friends, I tell my sister, I'm like, you know what, don't even worry about what they did to you. Just pray for them. Wish them well on their way and everything.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine me saying that back then.
Back what?
I'm praying for who? I'm like,
this bitch can see me outside.
Exactly.
She can see me at the outside. Where?
Right.
Where pull up. Matter of fact, I'm already at the door.
Exactly.
Like, let's go. It's right. No talking. So I understand. So now just getting to the point where it's just like, yo, I don't feel like I have to fight no more.
Yeah.
And my fight now is
spiritually.
Yeah, I have a different fight.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel like I got to do the hoorah-rah or go back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I ain't got to do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm a grown woman. I ain't got time. I got too much to lose.
Yes.
And like, I'm too cute for that.
That's right.
But don't get it twisted.
If you take it there,
it can go there.
Right.
You know, but it's just like, and some people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, she changed.
Yeah.
She acting like, da da da. Don't, I ain't forgot where I came from.
Yeah.
I ain't forgot where I've been.
Right.
And that's still a part of me. That's
right.
Still who I am.
Right.
But I just learned to walk with more grace.
Yeah.
Walk in more pure light.
And it ain't easy. You want to convert. Sometimes you want to convert back that change. Like, you want to convert back to that. But you got to, that's when you got to look at how far you have came.
Yes.
Where you want to be. Mm-hmm. Where, you know.
Definitely.
You just got to keep moving.
You do. Because, and then now I notice it don't even, I feel bad now when I'm like, I'm going to fuck this bitch up. I'm gonna do X, Y, Z, like, and it's like, oh, I don't got that type of energy.
Yeah.
Like, it exhausts me now, so it's just like I feel bad,
yeah.
And it's just it reminds me, like the J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, like he went off on them, like it was about, and then he when he was in his performance, he like. Yo,
yeah,
I apologize because that ain't even how I'm moving now. You
right.
know, that I feel bad even though I was in the right. I was probably in the right,
right?
for
yeah.
coming back. You the one started the beef,
right.
you know. So I am in the right to say what I said, or, you know, I'm valid in what I did or said. But now my spirit is all janky.
Yeah.
So it's like, am I really worried about winning this battle?
Mm-hmm.
Or this little fight, or do I want to continue to win this war within my spiritual realm and all the other stuff? So
I'd rather look good to God than look good to anybody else in the world.
That part,
I don't care about looking a certain way to anybody.
No,
but
not
as long
at all.
As that man right there going to accept me,
yeah,
that's all I care about.
That's all we should care about. That's all we should care about. So,
man or woman,
that part. Because at the end of the day, like, you can still, you could do all the good in the world, you can do all the bad in the world, and they still don't have something to say.
You're
still not going to be good enough.
Yeah,
you're still going to be that girl. You're still going to be a bitch. You're still going to be a hoe. You're still going to be a thief, a robber. Like, people want
to hold on to that.
Like.
Yep.
You still gonna be whatever they have painted in their minds about you.
Yeah.
So why please people, especially nowadays, you can't please nobody.
No.
But you can't please anybody. It don't matter what you do.
Right.
So as long as I'm pleasing God, and long as he's turning my insides out and making them renewed and and it reflects on my exterior,
yeah,
I'm good.
For sure.
I'm for good. Sure.
So what type of advice do you give your daughter to just move through it and not exactly go through the same thing you went through, but to like be a little bit better? Not to say you've had any bad, you know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. I really just teach my daughter to love herself, take care of herself.
Right.
She's so much like me in a sense that I show up for a lot of people because I have that, I don't know. I'm like loyal to the default and like.
You biased.
I want to put it. I just had that humanitarian like spirit where I want to help people.
Oh, you're a people pleaser?
Not a people pleaser. I'm definitely not a people pleaser, but I feel like, I'm always the person that people come to.
I feel you.
For help.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's like, who helps the helper?
Right.
Who helps the one that helps everybody else?
Right.
And so I always feel like, even like when I'm out randomly, like in the streets, like I've had random people just stop me, talk to me, give me their whole life, like vent to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
I didn't even ask for this.
Oh my God. And so just, she's so much like that. Like, oh, mommy, I want to do this for this person. I want to help.
Oh, that's
and
so it's sweet. Like,
and it's sweet, but it's hard. I'm trying to mold it into a way where you got to show up for yourself first before you can do anything for anybody else.
Right.
And so I see that trait in her, which is a great trait because we need more people to show up for other people in this world. But it's just molding her to know you have to set boundaries and you just can't say yes to everything.
Right.
And people prey on us type of people because they know you'll show up. They know you'll go to bat for them. And
they
so
they do.
You have to like guard your heart. Like,
I just hate that we have to be, so guarded because some people feel like, some people feel like, oh, I don't want to be this way. I don't want to tell people no and stuff like that. And I don't want to change who I am to, you know, be this way. But we have to.
Yeah,
because
you do.
We have manipulators out here.
Well, you do.
So, you know, we have to. We got car artists. Car artists is a manipulator.
Yep. But just showing teaching my daughter that, getting her to really express her feelings.
Good.
Understanding her feelings.
Good. That's a good that's a good one right there.
Yeah, so my daughter she's in therapy.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
How is it working for her?
It's great. And I commend my baby because she signed herself up.
Not really?
That she can sign herself up, but she took the initiative to be like, she came home one day and was like, "Hey mom, I want to go to therapy."
But what made her
want to go? And I was like, well, why? Like, what made you? And so, and she was just like, because I have some feelings that I don't understand. And like certain things make me upset. And like, it was just different little things. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, okay, all right. Oh, so, you know, amazing. I went to the school. And spoke to the counselor, and they like, she's a psychiatrist, therapist, and everything. And so we sat down, we talked, and we went over everything, and we just like came up with a game plan for her to like understanding her feelings, processing certain things. Because she's getting old, she's nine, and she's really smart.
Honestly, I want to go to therapy. I want to go.
It caught me off guard. I had to call my mom because I'm like, I'm crying. I'm like, I think we're going to therapy. Like,
what did I do?
Like, and
was it me?
And so it's just like, hold up. But to the fact that she was so in tune,
yeah,
and so intentional about like. helping herself.
Right.
It just blew me away. And so I was just like, of course, like, right. Let's do it. Like, yeah, you can talk about anything, how you feel, like you can express. And we talk a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, my daughter is very open. We have great communication, but it's also good to get a different perspective.
Yeah.
And to get her to look at her feelings and the things she's processing and how, like, you know, coming home, mommy, like, a little boy was teasing her in school.
Oh.
Like, you don't have no dad. Like,
what?
And she was so, yeah, it was like, but you know, kids should say the darnest thing. So, you know, that sent her on a little spiral, like, you know, no, my dad don't take care of me.
Oh.
And so it's like those things, we don't always have the answer for.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it just was like, okay,
yeah,
let's do it. And so it has been going great. She is very vocal about, and that's I'm good. Always telling her to advocate for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Speak up for yourself.
Right.
I don't care if it's no teacher. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's your grandmother, your father, your uncle,
whoever,
your aunt, anybody. You speak up for yourself.
For
I don't
sure.
care if they are an adult. And I think, too, a lot of adults mm-hmm. always undermine children.
Yeah.
And it's like, first of all, a lot of these kids got their shit together more than these adults.
Yeah,
they know exactly what they want.
Yeah.
They know exactly who they are.
Yeah.
It's not until the world get inside
got
of them.
Yep.
It's not until trauma get inside them. It's not until this uncle, this aunt, this mama, all these things
mm-hmm.
get into them where they start to second guess who they are.
Right.
And begin to change. So I'm a big... That's my main focus with her, mm-hmm. just advocating for yourself, expressing your feelings,
mm-hmm.
And setting boundaries. Those are my biggest lessons for her.
You're doing an amazing job, Mom.
Thank you.
You're doing it.
Thank you.
I try my best. You're doing amazing.
Thank you.
I wonder how we can stop, we can't stop trauma from happening because we never know what an experience is for that other person.
Right.
But we can help them navigate through that trauma.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're doing a really good job of giving, you know, those resources to her, talking to her, speaking life into her.
You have to. Because so many of these kids or just us get the life taken away from us. And so if you don't constantly pour into your child, it was big for me when she was growing up. I didn't want to put her in daycare
mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to fill her cup up
mm-hmm.
more than anybody else.
Right.
And before, so she didn't go to school to like pre-K three.
Okay.
So like, she didn't go to daycare. She didn't do none of that. Like, I was home teaching her mm-hmm. everything. And I wanted to have more of an impact on her before
anybody
she got exposed to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, because those essential moments in their life, like, they are sponges.
Yeah,
they pick up everything.
For sure.
And so I wanted to be really impactful in her life during that time. So I was like, no
right.
daycare. She can go when she can go to school when it's ready time for school.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wanted to be able to speak all the life into her.
Yeah,
which is if she was like, "Mommy, can I come?" I'm like,
oh, today.
Yeah, like no, because you're gonna be all in. She would have been all in. Honey, you think you're a child? And she would have been right here trying to. And yeah, I did go to therapy. So,
do you think she'll ever speak her mind to her dad about him not being present?
We talk about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How
does that affect her?
It affects her in many ways. Because, you know, she sees, like, I'm not in a relationship, so I don't have
any male
figure around her or anything.
Okay.
So she's never seen me. In a relationship or interacting with man, with a man or whatever. And then so when she goes like to family member homes, you know, she see like the mother, father, and their her uncles or aunties, they got boyfriends or their dad, and you know, so it's like, and she'd be like, mommy, it'd be funny because sometimes she's like, when I'm going out, she's like, mommy, you shouldn't wear that. And I'm like, well, why? Because you can't get no husband in that.
Wait,
I'm like,
a minute.
Like, ma'am, oh my God. Excuse me. She do. She stay put me on blast sometimes. Like, mommy, did you meet a friend? And I'm like, what kind of friend? Like a guy friend? And I'm like, ma'am, you're making it seem like mommy can't. Right. You know? Is the girl really that attitude, you know? But no, so it's just, so she sees that and she wants that for me.
Yeah.
And she wants that for herself too, because she's like, and sometimes she's like, mommy, I can have two dads. I have two dads.
I have two dads.
She's like, but I don't want two mommies. I'm like, period. Oh, right. High five, girl. But
it's gonna come a time where maybe she might have another.
Yeah, I mean,
stepmommy.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't mind, as long as she's pouring into my child. Yeah. She's caring for my child. Yeah. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. All I care about is the well-being of my child.
Yeah,
as long as you're doing right by my child, you don't put your hands on my child, you don't talk to my child crazy, verbally abusing,
right,
because that is trauma too as well. But
yeah, for sure.
I have no problem with that at all, honestly. Mm-hmm. That, like, because I don't that, like. Have at it. Look, right. When can I drop her off? Is what I'm trying to. Wait, when is the stepmama going to step in?
Right.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Right.
Because I need some me time sometimes.
I get that.
But no, I'm not like that. Like, I can care less, like, who her dad is with or what that situation is. I can care less, honestly. Mm-hmm. As long as my child is treated fairly and right and is loved on and is cared for, that's all my main focus is. And essentially, even with me, like, when I get in a relationship, that man is going to love on her, care for her, show up for her, take care of her. And show her what a man, how a man is supposed to be there for her and in her life. So